Surah An-Nisa, verses 43-49.
Impurity. Junubah, janaba means major impurity. Fattaharu, then purify yourselves thoroughly by taking a ritual bath, a ghusl. Wa in kuntum marada, but if you are ill and you cannot use water, aw ala safar, or you are on a journey, water is scarce, أو جاء أحد منكم من الغائط, or one of you has relieved himself, أو لامستم النساء, or you have had intimacy with women, فلم تجدوا ماء, and you do not find water, فتيمموا صعيدا طيبا, then seek pure sand. تيمم, تيمم means to seek and to look for sand that is pure and clean. فامسحوا بوجوهكم, and rub your faces and your hands with some of it. So in the absence of water, or you cannot use water, or it's not available, or you are ill, you should resort to tayammum. مَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيَجْعَلَ عَلَيْكُم مِّنْ حَرَجٍ. Allah never intends to place any burden on you. By making you, tell you to perform wudu early in the morning, it is not about putting you under any burden. وَلَكِ يُرِيدُ لِيُطَهِّرَكُمْ, but He seeks to purify you. And besides the outer purification, when wudu is done correctly, it is a purification for the heart as well. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, as you perform wudu, the minor sins wash away. So Allah wants to purify you. وَلِيُتِمَّ نِعْمَتَهُ عَلَيْكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ, and He wants to perfect His favor upon you so that you be grateful. Ayah number 7. وَذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ, and remember the favor of Allah upon you, all His favors, especially Islam has been made perfect for you. وَمِيثَاقَهُ الَّذِي وَاثَقَكُمْ بِهِ, and His covenant to which He bound you, which is the covenant when we said سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. At the end of Surah Baqarah, we said سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. We hear what you say and we will obey. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala reminds us to be faithful to this covenant which He has bound us to. إِذْ قُلْتُمْ سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا, when you acknowledge and said, we have heard and we obey. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ, and fear Allah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ, Allah is aware of what is in the hearts of people. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, ayah number 8, كُونُوا قَوَّامِينَ لِلَّهِ, O people of Iman, be steadfast for the sake of Allah, شُهَدَاءَ بِالْقِسْطِ, bearing witness with perfect justice. وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا. Important part of this ayah. And let not animosity for a people prompt you to deal with injustice. If you have any type of problem with anyone, it should not make you deal unjustly with them. Like at the beginning of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the Quraysh of Makkah deterred you from the Baytullah. The animosity you have for them should not make you deal with them unjustly. اِعْدِلُوا, always deal with justice, be just in all your matters. Even though you may have had a problem with somebody in the future, you must always deal with them with justice. Huwa aqrabu littaqwa, that is closest to taqwa. Wattaqullah, inna allaha khabirun bima ta'amaloon. Fear Allah, Allah is well aware of what you do. Wa'ada allahu alladhina amanu wa aminu salihat lahum maghfirah wa ajrun azeem. And Allah has promised those who have iman and do good deeds, for them would be forgiveness and immense reward. Ajrun azim, immense reward. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, as for those who disbelieve and who reject our verses, وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا, أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَحِيمِ, they are the inmates of hell. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, along with the other favors of Allah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala reminds the mu'mineen, يَا أَوْ people of Iman, remember Allah's favor upon you. When a people were about to lay their hands upon you, meaning the people of Quraysh of Makkah wanted to destroy you, and they wanted to lay their hands on you and destroy you. فَكَفَّ أَيْدِيَهُمْ عَنْكُمْ, and He restrained their hands from harming you. He kept the harm away from you. Limited harm, but they were unable to destroy you. You were unable to destroy Islam. So remember Allah's favor upon you when He protected you from them. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهُ وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, and fear Allah, and upon Allah should the people of Iman place their trust on Him. InshaAllah, we'll do tilawat of this ruku.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا قمتم إلى الصلاة فاغسلوا وجوهكم وأيديكم إلى المرافق وامسحوا برؤوسكم وأرجلكم إلى الكعبين وإن كنتم جنبا فاطهروا وإن كنتم مرضى أو على سفر أو جاء أحد منكم من الغائط أو لامستم النساء فلم تجدوا ماءً فتيمموا صعيدا طيبا فامسحوا بوجوهكم وأيديكم منه ما يريد الله ليجعل عليكم من حرج ولكن يريد ليطهركم وليتم نعمته عليكم لعلكم تشكرون واذكروا نعمة الله عليكم وميثاقه الذي واثقكم به إذ قلتم سمعنا وأطعنا واتقوا الله إن الله عليم بذات الصدور يا أيها الذين آمنوا كونوا قوامين لله شهداء بالقسط ولا يجرمنكم شنآن قوم على ألا تعدلوا اعدلوا هو أقرب للتقوى واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون وعد الله الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لهم مغفرة وأجر عظيم والذين كفروا وكذبوا بآياتنا أولئك أصحاب الجحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ هم قوم أن يبسطوا إليكم أيديهم فكف أيديهم عنكم واتقوا الله وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون صدق الله العظيم.